Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States Congress is voting on a bill that is dangerous for the church and for Christians. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Politics sets the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. And when you look at some of these laws that our Congress is discussing and getting ready to either vote in favor of or vote against, there may be a biblical element that we need to talk about. David, you sent me an article from the Christian Headlines website entitled Things That Christians Should Know About the Equality Act. The first one that I remember was the author notes that this bill, it endangers the church. How so?
The conclusion would be that the churches at some point in the future won't be able to hire or refuse to hire someone based on their belief. The bill contains the phrase, an individual shall not be denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom or a locker room and a dressing room that is in accordance with the individual's gender identity. So this means that there couldn't be not only issues related to employment, but there couldn't be strict segregation based on biological sex for public restrooms and locker rooms in churches or Christian educational institutions. And if it's the conviction of such ministries that only men should teach the Bible and theology, whether they be Bible institutes or colleges or seminaries or parachurch organizations or mission organizations, for example, then the legal noose is clearly tightening in this country. A group called the Alliance for Defending Freedom has said that the Equality Act is also set to repeal the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. This means that people will no longer be able to use religious free exercise as a defense for their actions. So I think it remains to be seen how much protection will be afforded by the separation clause in the First Amendment.
David James, Bible in hand, with an explanation, a biblical explanation, why the equality bill is dangerous for the church and for Christians. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me remind you that this broadcast is not a political program. However, I must also remind you that oftentimes the political is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Also, there are a number of biblical principles that we must stand up for as we oppose this legislation. David mentioned these principles. God's Word speaks also to the relationship that we must have to our elected officials. 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us that we must first pray for our political leaders, even before we pray for the pastor, the missionary, or any other Christian. That prayer will result in us living a quiet, peaceful, godly life as we await the rapture of the church. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...